Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into micro timing for roll feel in drum and bass using Ableton Live. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'll assume you're comfortable with drum rack or simpler MIDI clips and the groove pool. The goal: build a tight U-bar DNB loop where the low end stays locked, while layered rolls and coast hits get subtle micro offsets so everything feels human, heavy, and punchy. First, a quick roadmap. We'll set up a backbone that's rigid on the grid, add layered roll elements that we can nudge in milliseconds, extract and apply groove from a reference break, and use track delay plus device tricks like arpeggiator and beat repeat to shape energy. I'll also give you coach notes on translating musical feel into milliseconds, plus arrangement and sound design ideas to make rolls darker and more aggressive. Let's start with source material. Choose either an audio break like an Amen or a programmed MIDI kit. If you use an audio break, drag it into an audio track, warp it in beats mode and set your transient so the break is loosely aligned to your project tempo. If you prefer samples, load them into Simpler or Drum Rack so you can control individual hits easily. Create a basic two-bar pattern, kick and sub completely on grid. That's your backbone. Everything you microtime will sit around that solid low end. Next, build the backbone and the roll layers. Put the backbone on its own track so it remains punchy and predictable. Create separate roll layers for hats, toms, and extra snare grabs. Program a fast roll, one or two bars of 1/32 or 1/64 notes inside your fill, and set the clip grid to something tiny so you can nudge notes precisely. Right-click the grid in Live and choose a fixed grid like 1/96 or 1/192 if you have it. If not, use 1/64 and rely on small audio start offsets for warps. When you have your roll notes, group them into logical subgroups, a ghost note group that will sit slightly behind, and an aggressive lead roll that will push forward. Select half the notes and nudge them a few ticks back, and nudge others forward by a few ticks. As a rule of thumb, start with nudges that correspond to a few milliseconds. At 174 BPM, 1/32nd note is about 43 milliseconds, a 64th is 21.6 ms, a 128th is 10.8 ms, a 256th is 5.4 ms, and a 512th is about 2.7 ms. Tiny flams are typically in the 2 to 6 ms range. Musical offsets that feel like a subdivision will be 10 to 40 ms. Use those numbers to decide whether your move is a micro flam or a rhythmic subdivision. Now extract groove from a real break to give everything a human feel. Put an isolated break into your project. Right-click the clip and extract the groove into Live's groove pool. Drag that groove onto the backbone clip and the roll clips. In the groove pool, reduce the timing parameter to somewhere between 20 and 60%. I like starting around 35%. Add a little random, say 3 to 12%, and set velocity to taste if you want more dynamic variation. Don't overcommit yet. Preview the groove in context. And when you like it, you can bake it by applying the groove to a duplicate clip so you always keep an original copy. Track delay is your precision tool. Open the track delay control and set small millisecond offsets to push or pull full tracks rather than individual notes. Typical example settings: backbone at 0 ms, ghost hat bus at plus 3 to 6 ms, aggressive roll layer at minus 2 to minus 6 ms. Remember, values larger than about 10-15 ms risk sounding out of phase or sloppy. Also remember that ms relates differently at different tempos. At 174 BPM, 1/64th is roughly 21.6 ms, so a minus 3 ms nudge is very slight but audible in context. Always listen with the whole mix. If you want a continuous, sustained roll without drawing every note, try an arpeggiator before your simpler. Set its rate to 1/32 or 1/64. Experiment with triplet settings like 1/32T for a different swing, and use a gate around 40 to 60% so hits breathe. Apply a lighter groove timing to arpeggiated clips, around 25 to 40%, because too much groove can smear the crispness. For dynamic, evolving fills, add beat repeat on ascend. Create a return track with beat repeat. Set the interval to 1/8 or 1/16, grid to 1/32, and keep repeat short for tight stutters. Automating the send level into beat repeat across your last half bar will dramatically increase perceived density. In a mix build, put drum bus and saturator after beat repeat for glue and grit. Small amounts of distortion, a little transient shaping, and a touch of drive go a long way. Group your percussive elements into buses, high perk for hats and cymbals, mid for snare rolls and ghosts, low for the kick and sub. Keep the low group absolutely locked to grid. On buses, use glue compressor with an attack around 3 to 8 ms and a medium release, and carve conflicting frequencies with a Q8 so the roll sits without masking the backbone. A few coach notes and practical checks. Always mono-check your roll layers to expose phase cancellation after nudging. Solo the mid-slash-high roll bus, and then bring the sub back and so you can hear how humanized layers sit against the low end. Keep a non-destructive workflow. Duplicate clips before you commit groove or warp changes, and save named versions like roll A tight and roll B loose. A useful mapping trick. Map one macro to control multiple track delay values across buses so you can morph push and pull in real time. Avoid common mistakes. Never offset the sub or main kick. That kills clarity. Keep MS offset small. Over 10-15 ms becomes risky. Don't apply groove twice or quantize back after you've applied humanization. And always a slash B or tweaks in context. If you want rolls to sound darker and heavier, lock the sub and let mid swing. Push a secondary snare layer a few milliseconds ahead to add aggression. For jungle style elasticity, stack straight 1/32 rolls with 1/32 triplet layers, nudge one layer forward and one back, and blend levels. For texture, resample your rolls and slice them into new patterns, or send a roll to an effects return with erosion and saturator, low-pass filtered so the top end doesn't get brittle. This audio version is shortened for playback.